Peace be with you.
他已复活。
他已经复活了。
And in English, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I forgot to say it twice in Chinese the other day. 他已复活。
他已经复活了。
哈哈，谢谢你。Well, good morning, everyone. I wanted us to start off that way because somehow Happy Easter just doesn't get it.
大家早上好，我今天用这个来起头，是因为如果说复活节快乐，好像不能完全的表达我们的意思。
It doesn't fully express what this Easter celebration is all about.
它并不能完全表达我们在复活节所庆祝的。
For the Christian, it's Behold, as the choir is saying so beautifully, we shall see him face to face.
对于我们来说，在复活节意味着我们可以以后和他面对面相见。
Now, practically for us, what that means is that a dead man got out of his grave and walked.
而事实上，在复活节的那天早晨，一个死去的人。复活了，就从坟墓里走了出来。
And by doing this, he gave us a new way to live.
因着这样，他给了我们一个生活的一个新的道路，新的方式。
Now we've already read this once in the scriptures, but we can read it again. If you have your Bibles, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们已经读过一遍了。如果大家把圣经翻到哥林多前书第十五章
，and looking at verses 14. Through 19, it says, And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
在15章第14节到19节说到，如果基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然。
More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God.
不仅这样，并且明显我们是为神枉作见证。
In verse 17, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
在十七节说到，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ, our brothers and sisters, are lost.
你们人在最终就是在基督里睡着的人也灭亡了。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
只是在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。
Those are pretty sad words.
这是一些令人伤心的词。如果我们不信耶稣的话，没有复活的话。
But it's exciting also because you know what? I don't feel pitied.
但是大家知道吗？我从来没有这种自怜的想法。
And if you're a Christian, you should not feel that way either.
如果你们是基督徒的话，你们也一样不需要觉得可怜。
For the Bible tells us, as it says in Romans chapter 10, turn there please, and take a look at verses 9 through 11.
在圣经里面，罗马书第十章第九节、第十一节说到。
In verse 11, as the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame.
在十一节说，凡信他的人，经上说，凡信他人必不至于羞愧。
If you believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, God says you will not be disappointed.
如果我们相信主是从死里复活了，神给我们的应许说我们永远不会失望。
So we can rejoice and we can celebrate the same way the women did when they went to the tomb on that day.
所以我们可以像那天，就是复活节那天，那些妇人们去看耶稣基督坟墓一样，和他们一样一起来欢喜，一起来快乐，一起来庆祝那一天。
When they saw the empty grave and they heard the angel, then they realized it was a fact.
当他们看到那个空的坟墓的时候，当他们听见天使所告诉他们的
，Let's go to the next slide.
他们知道那是一个事实，基督耶稣已经复活。
Let's go to the next slide. So now today's sermon, because he is risen, is about these events.
今天的信息，因为他基督已经复活，所以我们会看马太福音第二十八章。
Because Jesus has been raised from the dead, God raises up us also, and He frees us to celebrate.
因为基督已经从死里复活，同样，上帝也会使我们来复活。
We celebrate because we can see life differently.
我们一起来庆祝，因为我们从此可以从另外一个眼光来看整个的神圣。
We celebrate because we can now worship in His presence. He is here present with us through His Spirit in this church.
我们庆祝这一天，因为现在他就与我们在一起，我们可以和他一起来敬拜他。
And we celebrate because we have the opportunity and the privilege to tell others about Him.
因为他复活，我们可以有这样的特权，可以向其他人来告诉其他人耶稣基督的事。
Now,I'm not telling most of you something you don't know.
我不会告诉大家很多大家不知道的事情。
But here's something you probably haven't thought about before.
但是这儿可能有些事情你们之前没有想过。
All of this is important because what God has done in this unique moment in time, He has given us the answer to the meaning of life.
就是在此时此刻，在他复活的这一时刻。他告诉我们生活的目的。
And what is that answer?
我们生活的目的是什么？
Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. I'm sorry, you're going to need your Bibles today.
我们一起把圣经翻到哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. You can actually read verses 18 through 20 if you like. But here God has given to us the answer of the meaning to life, and that God was in the world reconciling it to Christ.
我们可以把翻到哥林多后书第五章。
And now,
十八节十九。
Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse
19. 第十九节。我们一起来念一下好不好？这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上。并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
And when you look at verse 20, he has committed to us the same ministry of reconciliation.
所以当我们看第二十章的二十节的时候，他把我们当作是基督的使者，使神借着我们去劝众人与神和好。
You know, I used to watch a movie called Kung Fu years ago.
我以前前几年看一个电影叫做名字叫功夫。
And I remember some of the Shaolin priests saying to Kung Fu, the little boy when he was younger, and they would call him, Soul Grasshopper, do you understand the meaning of life?
有一些那个少林寺的和尚就对那个前来学功夫的那个小孩说，哎，你这个像草蜢一样的人，你知道不知道生活的目的，生命的目的？
And then he would refer to the fact that that answer was found within himself.
他们的结论就是说，你们必须要自己向自己内心看才能找到答案。
But if that was the case, then the answer would die with him.
但是那不是一个正确的答案。
But what God does is He says, I am reconciling the world. I am reconciling men and women to Christ. And you have the opportunity to participate in this ministry with me. I make it your responsibility, and that's what Easter is all about, and that's what your life is going to be about.
上帝的心愿是，上帝说，我使创造的万物与我和好，我使男人和女人与我和好，我使一切与我和好，而他给我们的使命也是有这样的特权，去出去告诉别人，告诉我们的朋友上帝基督的事，使他们与神同样和好。
That is why it's important that that dead man Jesus Christ, it was important for himTo come back to life.
这就是为什么耶稣基督的复活是如此的重要。
It's not science fiction, or it's not like perhaps you have seen the Return of the King, or perhaps you have read the trilogy, and there's this story where Gandalf the Wizard and the elves and Frodo and Bilbo Baggins, they go into the West.
这个耶稣基督复活的这件事情是个事实，不是科学科幻小说，也不是说我们所看的《王者归来》或者是Lord of Rings， 这些里面的像甘道夫、Frodo 和那些 Baggins 类似告别时到西方去极乐世界去的那些事情。
They do that because they say we have to make time now for the time of men. We have to make space for the men.
他们到那边去的原因是说我们要把我们这个地方留给后面的人。
But what God does is He says, this is a time for the church. This is a time for men and women to be reconciled to Christ, and you have to do it.
但是神所说的就是此时此刻就是所有的创造物和所有的教会所有的人与上帝和好的时候而我们必须就是服从他的命令
So that's our reality
这是一个事实
Let's pray and get started
我们先一起祷告
Father in heaven we're grateful that we have this opportunity to look at your word again this Easter Sunday morning
亲爱的天父上帝我们谢谢你能够给我们这样的机会在这个复活节的早晨来再一次的来研读你的话语
Open our minds and hearts to perhaps things we have not seen before
敞开我们的心让我们可以看到我们以前还没有看到过的
Get rid of the sin that so easily distracts us
帮助我们脱去罪的缠累
Forgive the one who is preaching his sins because we will see Jesus only
赦免我们的罪让我们因为我们只是接受耶稣基督我们只是仰望耶稣基督
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go to the next slide. Can you stand up and read the scriptures with me together? We will read the odd verses in Chinese and the even verses in English, and they're bolded up there for you.
我们一起站起来念这个经文。我们是用单数节我们用中文念，双数节我们用英文来念。
So start. Let's start in Chinese with verse 5.
创造天地的来历在耶和华神造天地的日子来
不对
Stop. Verse 6 He is not here He has risen just as he said
No, that's not the right the verse This is the This is Genesis
Oh, it's got Genesis
Okay.
Oh gosh, I'm going to read this for you. Please be seated.
That's all right. Open your Bible. Let's open the Bible
There you go.
To Matthew 28, 我们一起把那个圣经打开到马太福音第28章。
It's Genesis, huh? Yeah, please be seated. Please be seated right now. We'll just do this from our seats. I am so sorry. I know. I'm trying.
好，我们把圣经一起打开到马太福音第28章。我们开始念单数节我们用中文来念，双数节我们用英文来念。从第五节一直念到第十节。好，我们一起来念第五节。天使对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。”
Verse 6 He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly. I'm sorry.
快去告诉他的门徒，他从死里复活了，并且你们先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看了，我已经告诉你们了。
Verse 8 So the women hurried away from the tomb,
afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. 忽然，耶稣遇见他们说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚，拜他。
Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid.
Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee.
There they will see me. Yes, let's go. Thank you very much for putting up the right scripture there. Ah, you people are so gracious. Praise God. Let's go to the next slide here. Yeah, I'm going to make this as brief as possible because I want you to hear...the testimonies that have come from those who have been baptized. I want you to hear what God has done in their lives because Jesus has been raised from the dead.
我在这个讲到我会快快的讨论因为我希望留更多的时间给那些做见证的因为他们在用生命来见证神在他们生命里面的作为。
There's just a few things to mention here. What's so amazing about the resurrection? I like the way that John Piper, a Reformed Baptist,Preacher said it. He says it's public, it's personal, it's physical, and it's powerful.
这个在这个复活有什么特别的奇妙的地方呢？我很喜欢这个改革中的这个 John Piper 所说的。他说这个复活它是一个公开的事情，它是一个非常强有力的，而且是身体上的复活，而且是跟个人有关系的复活。
It's also amazing that Jesus had already provided plenty of evidence that the dead.Through the power of God can come back to life.
而且耶稣基督在此之前呢，也已经向大家展示了很多的这个证据，神是可以让死人从死里复活的。
He did this for his friend Lazarus.
他让他的朋友拿撒勒从死里复活。
You can find that in John chapter 11 and 12.
我们可以看从约翰福音第十二章第十一章十二章中看到。
He also did it for a little girl, which you can find in Mark chapter 5.
我们可以在马可福音第五章可以看到他是一个女孩复活。
And finally, at the time of his crucifixion, there was an earthquake that caused some of them who were already dead to come back to life and come.
在他十字架受死的时候，我们也可以看到在城里面有很多已经死的圣徒从坟墓里出来，在街上行走。
You'll find that in Matthew chapter 27, just before this chapter we just read.
这是在马太福音二十七章所说的。
And then finally, if you look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 21.
如果我们看马太福音十六章第二十一节
，Let's look at what the Bible says about Jesus. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, it says, "From that time on, Jesus became to explain to his disciples that," and then later it says, "He must be killed and on the third day be raised to life."
在耶稣基督上十字架之前呢，他也指示门徒说，他要受长老、祭司、文士、祭司长、文士许多苦，并且被杀，第三日要复活。
And so if we break down all of chapter 28, there are three reports basically that you see here.
我们如果看这个28章，我们看有大概有三个。
You have the report of the women.
我们可以看到三个从三个不同的角度的报告，我们可以看到从那些妇女们的报告。
You have the report of the guards.
我们可以看到从那些卫士们他们的报告。
And then finally you have a report.From the church itself.
我们也可以看到从教会而来的这个关于耶稣基督复活的报告。
So with all this evidence, would you have believed him that Jesus, would you have believed the ladies that Jesus had come back from the dead?
对这些有了这些报告在手中，我们可以相信耶稣基督已经从死里复活了吗？
Probably not.
恐怕不见得。
And why? Because the only way your eyes and my eyes are open.To this gospel message that a dead man came back to life, because believe me, to a lot of the world is foolishness, is because God has given us Himself, His Holy Spirit, to reside in us.
因为如果能让我们从理性上和感性上，是我们能够接受耶稣基督受死而且复活这件事情，其中有很多的道理，我们的理性可以说是不能接受的。但是因着神给了我们圣灵，我们可以。完完全全地接受这个事实。
It is the same Holy Spirit that has come into those who have been baptized today and who have accepted Christ.
同样的圣灵也感动今天我们受洗的弟兄姐妹来接受耶稣基督。
It's the same Holy Spirit that tells us that all these things are true.
圣灵告诉我们所有的这些都是真实的。
That's why we can see life differently.
这就是我们为什么可以从另外一个角度来看我们的人生。
Because He is risen, we can see life differently. This is what we celebrate.And when you look at the text here, you're going to have to look at your Bibles this time in Chinese. I probably have the wrong text copy, so my apologies.
我们如果看我们今天所要看的这个经文，我们就可以知道神怎么能够让我们从一个另外一个角度来看我们的人生。
But on the English side, from verses 5 through 7, you have this angel who's present before the women.
如果我们看这些经文的话，我们可以看到在开始的时候，天使向这些妇女们显现。
He says, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said."
天使们说，不要害怕，我知道你们是来找耶稣基督的。他已经被钉十字架，但是为什么在活人里面找死人呢？我告诉你们，他们已经复活，就像他所说的。
Come and see the place where he lay.
来看这个空的坟墓。
So you can tell something supernatural is happening here. We have angels sitting on some type of big stone in front of a tomb.
我们在这里可以看到有一些超自然的现象在这里发生。一个天使坐在一个大大的墓石上面。
We have the guards who have all of a sudden they probably stiffen up.
我们看到边上的这个守卫这个坟墓的这个军士已经吓得目瞪口呆，不能移动。
They're afraid.
他们是非常的害怕。
Why are they afraid?
为什么他这样害怕呢？
Because the angel is not talking to them.
因为那些天使并没有向那些战士们、那些卫兵们说话。
The angel is talking to the women, and something miraculous is happening. The guards may not even understand what the angel was saying.
那些天使是在向那些妇人们说话，非常奇妙的一件事情，而那些。士兵们根本就不知道天使在向这些妇人们说什么。
Where it says here that they were like dead people, they probably fainted.
他们就像是死人一样，可能他们几个人已经昏倒在地。
But their job was to prevent that tomb door, that big stone, from being rolled away.
而他们的职责呢，其实是要不能让那个大的坟墓是移开，让里面的人出来。
So as far as the Roman tribune is concerned, some of you saw the robe.
我们可以看到这个，他们这些罗马人所关心的。
He would have said to those guys when they got back, you know what? You should probably stay at the tomb because you're dead men.
因为罗马的士兵的他们的就是规则非常的严厉，如果他们要让违反了他们的规则的话，他们就会受死。所以他们现在因为牧师已经移开了，所以他们离死也不远了。
However, what the angel does with us and what God does with us in these amazing times in life when something miraculous happens, God always says, and it happens again and again in the scriptures, do not be afraid.
但是呢，上帝对于我们，神对于我们，还是天使对于我们，在这个非常超自然的这个现象发生的时候，我们看在经文中会一直的看到，他对我们说不要害怕。The
angel helped him to see that Jesus had risen and said, come and see the place where he lay. When you look at verse 6 of Matthew chapter 28.
如果我们看到28章第6节的时候，这个天使就让那些妇女们看，你们来看主安放主的地方，那时候已经空了，告诉那些妇女。The
angel also provided guidance for their faith journey because remember they have not yet seen Jesus. So he's providing guidance for their faith journey here, and he's saying, go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. And I like what he says here next. I have told you. There you will see him. Now I have told you.
这些天使同时也在给告诉这些妇女以后，给他们一些指示，让他们以后该怎么走。我们在第7章可以看到，就是说他告诉那些妇女，基督已经从死里复活了，并且你们再先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看来我已经告诉你们了。
Now, the angel is telling them this because in Matthew chapter 26, go back 2 chapters, Matthew chapter 26, verse 32, is what Jesus told the disciples in the first place.
我们看到天使这样的告诉这些门徒，让妇女们告诉这些门徒，如果我们翻到第26章32节的时候，我们会发现，其实基督在 受死之前已经告诉这些门徒，32节说，但我复活以后，要在你们先往加利利去。He
was saying to them, listen, this isn't over yet. Something bad's going to happen, but afterwards I'll see you in Galilee.
基督在那时候告诉他的门徒说，有些坏的事情要发生，但是没有关系，在我复活之后，我要在你们先往加利利去。Now
some people even today, who are members of something called the Jesus Seminar, they believe that what happened is that there was no resurrection. That what happened is the disciples came and they stole the body out of the tomb.
其实现在有一些机构，其实他们叫做Jesus Seminar，他们是反对耶稣基督复活。他们的论断就是，当门徒们来到耶稣基督墓前的时候，他们就搬开石头，然后把基督的尸体给偷走了。But
you know something? If you're going to make up a story, you want it to be convincing. You would not put the key characters of that story as people who would not be believed.
但是呢，我们如果想编一个故事的话，我们想编的让人家都能信服。所以在这个故事里面，所有的关键人物的话，我们都是要让这些关键人物能够让别人来信服。And
in that society at that time, women, I'm sorry, ladies, for this, were not to be believed.
但是在这个时候，我们可以看到这些妇女都还没有完全被确信。Now,
guys, they didn't have credibility at all.
那些妇女们并没有，就是说，因为他们是底层的人，所以他们并没有这些权威性让人家来相信他们。In
English, it would have been like there's a story about a little chick called Chicken Little.
所以在英文中间就说那些小人们没有小小的人没有什么no credit. 没有信用度。
Yeah, right. And it would have been like Chicken Little saying, the sky is falling.
对, 我们可以看到那个动画片, 就是那个小鸡快跑，我记得是。 所以小鸡一直告诉大家, 天要掉下来了, 天要掉下来了。
So if
但是没人相信的。
If they're going to steal the body, they wouldn't want someone saying, the sky is falling or Jesus has risen, that no one would believe.
如果就是说, 尸体真的是被偷走的话，如果这些没有什么地位的人说耶稣基督复活了，其实就没有任何人会去相信他们。But
God chose the women.
但是神拣选了这些没有地位的妇女们。And
he did that because he wanted us to accept these things by faith and let us know that it's important for us to love and believe each other.
他之所以选那些妇女，是因为让我们真是行事不偏的引荐，而是凭着信心，让我们靠着他来彼此相爱。He
chose those who were least in the society to give them honor. And so women, you have honor anyway, but this is even more honor.
所以他选择那些在当时地位很低的妇女来让他们来向门徒们报告这件大喜的信息，是给了他们这样的荣耀。Yeah,
let's go back with the other slide for just a minute. Yeah, this one, this was personal. Remember I said what? It was public, it was personal, it was powerful. It's powerful because of what is happening, it's supernatural, it's personal because he's choosing women as witnesses. The guards, they are relevant because they're like dead people, all right? And this is not the first time that God has made a distinction between those who are his and those who are not his when he talks in history.
我们可以看到这儿，刚才说到，John Piper说到这个复活是一个超自然的现象。同时，我们可以看到这个复活是一个有个人关系的复活，因为耶稣基督和上帝拣选了这些妇女们。我们可以看到，在那些士兵们虽然他们也同样在这样一个事件当中，但是他没有跟妇女完全不一样，他们就像一个死人一样。所以在历史当中，神可以在区分属于他的人和不属于他的人中间。
There's a story in the Bible about a prophet, and a prophet who is standing in front of an army of the king who have come there to capture him, to kill him, and to make him pay for what he's been saying, and his servant there is right there beside him.
我们可以看到这个一个先知，我想是以利亚，就是那个当国王的军队去抓他们的时候，而以利亚的仆人就站在他身边。
And so the servant says to the prophet, he says, Master, what are we to do? Look at all of these people. Look at the king's army. They have come to capture us.
那些仆人很害怕，就说，哎呀，师傅，我们怎么办？你看这么大批的军队过来抓我们，我们毫无办法。
But the prophet, who was wise about the things of God, said to his servant, Watch this. He prays and he said, Lord, open his eyes.
这个先知就对这个仆人说，你来看，然后他向上帝祷告，说上帝啊，开这个仆人的眼。And
then God does that for that little servant who really didn't understand. And then he saw the armies of God standing beside him and the prophet.
这个仆人眼被上帝开了以后，就发现在国王的军队和他们中间站着。
So the prophet says to his servant, Listen, now that your eyes are open, you know, greater are those who are with us than those that are with them.
这个先知就对这个仆人说，现在你的眼睛已经能够开了，也能够看见和我们站在我们一边的力量远远超过那些国王的军队。And
so, and that's the point. Many times God will make a distinction and allow us to see things that to other people who are not Christians, it'll be totally foolishness.
上帝经常会这样做，对我们作为基督徒来说，他可以让我们看见他的事，而对那些不相信他的，对这些事情对他们来说毫无意义。This
is what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus.
这件事情发生在当保罗那时候是扫罗在大马士革路上的时候。He
heard who was speaking to him, but the other said, "What's going on?" They thought it had thundered.
他明明白白的听见耶稣基督来呼召他，对于其他人来说，他们根本听不见是什么，以为是打雷。
And then Stephen, when he was proclaiming the gospel to the Jewish people, they got so angry, they wanted to stone him to death.
当斯蒂凡在向犹太人传福音的时候，他们是非常的愤怒，要用石头把斯蒂凡打死。
And then he looked up to heaven and he saw Jesus there at the right hand of God. They had no idea what he was gazing at.
当斯蒂凡仰头望天的时候，他看见耶稣基督坐在上帝天父上帝的右边，而对犹太人来说，他们根本就弄不懂，也看不到斯蒂凡所看见的。
For you students of history, it's a fact in Roman history that many times when they used to feed the Christians to the lions, or they would torture them to death and cut off their heads and do terrible things to them.
在罗马逼迫基督徒的时候，他们把基督徒弄去喂狮子，甚至把用各样的酷刑来迫害他们，把他们砍头。
When they found the bodies of these dead Christians, or those who had been beheaded, the faces were smiling.
当他们在这些处理过这些基督徒以后，再去看这些被砍下来的头，或者看那些基督徒的尸体的时候，他都会发现这些基督徒都是在微笑中离开这个世界。
Now, it doesn't just happen that way to others, it happens to you and I as Christians.
这些事情不会发生在别人身上，但是会发生在我们这些基督徒身上。
And perhaps for some of you who are not Christians, you may not understand when people say, oh, isn't this exciting what we can read here in the scriptures? Look at what Jesus is doing. Look at what God wants out of our lives. You know, it doesn't make sense to those who don't believe.
当那些还没有相信耶稣基督的人，当我们基督徒打开圣经说，看了神告诉我们做这些，神给我们的应许是这么的多，这些对于那些不相信耶稣基督的人是没有任何意义。
And it's because God has opened your eyes.
因为上帝开启了我们的眼睛。
And it's the Holy Spirit who's done that. He makes God's story real to us, and He prepares us for worship.
就是因为圣灵使我们能够认识上帝，让我们能够预备我们来敬拜上帝。
Let's go to the next slide. Okay, because he is risen, we are now free to worship.
就是因为耶稣基督已经复活了，所以我们在这里可以自由的去敬拜他。
And I'm going to go quickly through this because if you look at verses 8 and 9, the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples, and then suddenly Jesus meets them, and he says, Greetings!
第八节，妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。忽然，耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安。
And it's interesting, because if you haven't seen someone in a long time, what is your first impulse? You want to run up and give them a hug and say, Oh, it's so good to see you.
如果我们这是很有趣的一个现象，因为如果我们碰上一个长久没有见过的一个朋友或者亲人的时候，我们第一个反应就是上去拥抱他说，啊，这么长时间没见到你。
But they fall down at his feet.
但是这些妇女们所做的就是上前抱住耶稣的脚来拜他。
There's no way that you can stand up in the presence of God.
因为在神的面前，我们没有办法能站立得住。
And know the scriptures in Hebrews 12, it says that right now we have the boldness to approach God in prayer, to be in His presence and not be afraid.
因为在希伯来书，告诉我们，我们因为耶稣基督的缘故，可以坦然无惧的来到上帝面前。
How many of you saw the robe the other night who were here at the church?
我们有没有哪天看那个电影？
The most amazing thing, I thought, was when Demetrius, okay, was holding the robe that belonged to Christ. And he realized that something special had happened, something that would probably change his life.
我们可以看到当 Demetrius, 在拿着上帝的这个十部 robe 的时候，他非常非常的就是说觉得有一个特别的事情要在他身上发生。
Demetrius was ready to worship.
Dimitri 在那个时候就已经预备好了要敬拜上帝。
But then the tribune who was his master said, Give me that robe!
Tribune 他的那个师傅呢就说把那个师傅给我。
And when he did, you know what happened to him? He started to go crazy. He felt pain. He said, Ah, take it off of me! Take it off of me! What's going on?
而那个师傅当他们把那个robe拿到手上的时候其实反应是完全的不一样。他好像疯了一样觉得身上非常的痛让人家把这个从他身上拿走。
And it caused him nothing but pain and nightmares, and he went mad. He was actually crazy. People thought they needed to commit him.
所以我们可以看见神在个人的身上的作为是不一样。在他师父的身上，我们所看到的就是他的痛苦和疯狂。
But for us, it's different. When you come here for worship, when you have communion, when you go through the baptism, you do it unafraid. And the power of God goes out into your lives. And you know something? You are different.
当我们却不同，当我们一起来领圣餐的时候，当我们一起来参加这个洗礼的庆祝的时候，我们其实一点也不害怕，我们知道神的能力大大的浇灌在我们身上。
And God makes you happy.
因为我们跟别人不一样，神使我们喜乐。
We sang happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
我们唱高欢乐日欢乐日，当耶稣基督洗净我们的罪。
But you know,Right now, I have to counsel someone who is not a Christian, and something terrible has happened to him.
但是呢，现在我现在是去给一个还不是基督徒的人做一个心理辅导，在他身上发现了一些很不幸的事。
And he thought he was a pretty good guy.
他自己觉得自己是个很不错的人。
But now people are saying he's about the worst thing that ever lived.
但是别人说他是一个非常非常不好的。
I keep telling him, you know, unless you let God help you in this experience, you have no hope. This will be painful.
所以我告诉他，如果你不是来到上帝面前的话，让上帝来帮助的话，你是毫无希望。
Because the things of God will pass him by.
因为这一切都是因为上帝所经历的。上帝从受死，然后从死里复活。
And he will finally understand how sinful and evil we all really are.
所以那个人，包括我们，如果经历过这些事情的时候，我们也会知道我们是以前是怎样的一个罪人，而上帝在我们身上的恩典是如何的大。
So when you come to worship like this, and you have the baptism, and you have the music, what God is trying to do.When you're here, is get your attention and help you to understand what you have to do to take the next step.
我们在这里靠着我们因着我们的信心一起来敬拜上帝，我们一起来有这各种各样的活动，有音乐，但是神所要的是抓住我们的注意力，并且来为我们的下一步做准备。
It's what you have to do to take the next step in participating in His plan.
所以我们应该准备好我们。下一步来把我们的计划融入他的计划。
Let's go to the next slide. And finally, because he is risen, we can tell others about him.
就是因为上帝使耶稣基督从死里复活，所以我们可以告诉其他的人。
He says here in verse 10, chapter 28, verse 10, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. Now remember, he's already done that in Matthew chapter 26, 32.Do not be afraid, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
所以耶稣基督在第十节的时候就告诉他的门徒不要害怕，你们去告诉我的去让那些门徒去往加利利去，在那里那些门徒必见我。大家记得在耶稣基督受死之前也已经告诉这些门徒去加利利。
And in verse 11, the beginning of it, it says that they do this. Verse 11 of chapter 28, they actually go. The very beginning of the verse, it says they continue on to Galilee.
所以我们看到后面的时候，在第十六节的时候，我们看到这十一个门徒就往加利利去了，按照到了耶稣所定的山上。
But I'd like to believe, although the scripture doesn't say it, in verse 5, they were running. And I think they probably started running again after they left Jesus.
我们看到第五节的时候，就是说那些妇女们是跑着去告诉那些门徒。
So the women were filled with joy. They could not wait to tell others.
所以这些妇女们是非常的高兴，她们等不及的去告诉别人大好的信息。
And see, it's a little bit different. When they left the angel, they were afraid and they were filled with joy.
我们可以看到当妇女们离开天使的时候，她们又害怕又大大的欢喜。
When they leave Jesus, the difference is,They have now seen the risen Savior for themselves. It's not through an angel as an intermediary. They know for a fact that Jesus is risen.
但是不同的是，当他们知道这个耶稣基督复活这件事情的时候，并不是通过天使作为这种中保，或者是通过天使作为中介来知道，他们亲眼看见了耶稣基督。
And it's the same way in our lives today.
这也是同样发生在我们身上的。
It's one thing to say, I believe that Jesus has risen. and not have any troubles in your life.
这对于我们如果说哦，我们相信耶稣基督已经复活了，但是呢，我们在生活中还有各种各样的困难。
But it's totally different. If you have problems, family problems, job problems, all kinds of health problems.
如果我们在生活当中有各种各样的问题啊，家庭的问题，工作的这个问题。
And then God places you in front of someone who says, "All these bad things are happening to you."Tell me why you believe in Jesus. Why do you believe the Bible is real?
如果一个人到你那来说，你看你身上有生活当中有这么多问题，但是你就告诉我你为什么要相信耶稣基督。
And that's when God comes into your life and says to you, "This is how you share with those people. You can tell them, though these things may be meant for evil in your life, they will turn out for good."
这就是神要用你们去向大家传福音的时候，你告诉他们，虽然这些坏的事情看上去坏的事情是在我们生命当中，但是我相信这些事情都是为了我的好处。
Because you see, for Christians, that kind of suffering from those problems builds character and it builds perseverance. And if you go to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, that's what it tells you, and that's how you can respond to someone else and say, "Yes.I know that things are bad in my life, but because of the joy God gives me through this, and because I know it's going to turn out okay, I know that my Savior has risen, and not only can He help me in my life, He can help you in your life."
所以我们在可以看到这些我们生活当中的这些困难可以塑造我们的性格，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。我们可以看到在罗马书第十章第一节到第五节的时候，就是因为这些神给我们的应许，当我们向众人传福音的时候，我们知道我们身上虽然会有苦难，我们生命当中虽然会有苦难，但是我们知道神所给我们的应许，知道神给我们的应许是远远超过这些苦难。
I'm going to let you look at one more scripture. I know I have powerful up here because it's the Great Commission.In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, because that is what Jesus actually says to the disciples when he's gathered together with them. And he's telling them, "All power has been given to me. Go and make disciples of all the world."
所以我现在将跟大家分享这个大使命，大家都知道，就是在马太福音28章第19节到20节。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And so there he's saying, don't just go and tell people about me. Get involved in their lives, disciple them.
所以在这个时候，耶稣基督不仅仅是让这些门徒们去告诉福音他们福音，而且是要去教训他们遵守耶稣基督所吩咐他们。
And so if you open your Bibles to the last scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5.
如果我们把圣经打开到彼得前书第一章第三节到第五节
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 5 and it lets us know that we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在这里他就让我们看到我们对神复活有一个活着的指望。我们将所看见的所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们有喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
In the Greek Orthodox faith, okay, they actually tell jokes about what happened with the resurrection on the day after Easter.
在这个希腊东正教一个传统，就是在过完复活节之后呢，这么一天呢，他们就会讲一些笑话。
And do you know why they tell jokes?
你知道他们讲了一些笑话吗?
Because they were saying the great cosmic joke of all time was when God pulled a joke on Satan in the resurrection.
他们觉得就是说在这个宇宙中间最大的一个笑话就是神把这个用这个耶稣基督的复活来使魔鬼觉得很使魔鬼来觉得失败。
Satan thought he had won and was smug because he had crucified the Son of God.
魔鬼那时候觉得已经完成了整个与上帝的这个交锋，因为他在那里窃窃自喜，因为他觉得他已经把上帝的儿子钉在十字架上面。
He thought he had the last word.
所以他可以做得胜的总结报告。
But then God raised Jesus from the dead.
但是神使耶稣基督从死里复活。
And the last words became salvation and life.
而神所做的最后的总结的胜利报告是他给我们的生命和救赎。
There was a story that's told about a Muslim man who came to Christ.
有一个关于穆斯林接受耶稣基督的故事。
And when they asked him why did he decide to change from being a Muslim to becoming a Christian,
当人们问他为什么从穆斯林变成基督徒。
He says, I was studying about what Muhammad said and I was studying about what happened to Jesus.
我在这里研究穆罕默德所说的，也我也在这里研究耶稣基督所说的。
And then I saw from what I was reading that there was a fork in the road.
但是呢，这是我当我们研究这两篇的话语的时候，我发现了不同。
He said, I could either believe in a dead man.
原因就是这个坟墓，你是希望去相信，选择相信一个死人呢？
Or a God who was raised to life.
还是我们相信这个永生的神？
And that's why I decided to become a Christian.
所以他就决定去相信复活的耶稣基督。
I just wanted to remember in the last slide coming up.
我就是希望大家能够记住我们今天最后一章。
Because he is risen, you can see life differently. Remember that the Holy Spirit makes the difference in your life and prepares you for worship.
因为我们耶稣基督的复活，我们可以看到从不同的方面来看整个生命。圣灵帮助我们。
We're allowed to worship in his presence.
帮助我们来预备我们来在我们的生命当中来敬拜上帝。
And it's not just about telling others about Christ.
不仅仅是告诉别人关于耶稣基督的事。
It's about getting involved in the messiness of their lives, the things that hurt them, and discipling them, and helping them to teach others.
不仅仅是告诉他们福音，而且要去训练他们去帮助他们，教导他们去把福音传给其他的人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we pray that you will help us to make these things real to our lives.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们的祷告求你来帮助我们在我们生命当中去实现这些事情。
We pray that as we leave here today, that it won't be just like any other Easter Sunday.
我们祷告，当我们今天离开我们的教会的时候，不是像以往的复活节。
That we are inspired by the testimonies and the baptisms that we witness.
我们求你来用你的信息这个洗礼来激励我们。
That we are inspired by your word.
我们只是被你所激励，被你的复活所激励。
And that we truly become disciples of others.
我们成为你的门徒，也帮助别人来成为你的门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.